speaking of extravagant language, a short time ago we received a statement from China's embassy here saying it's a joke for Australia to claim it's been vindicated by international support for an inquiry into the origins of the coronavirus. This has come as the World Health Assembly gets underway in Geneva, where Chinese President Xi Jinping has defended China's handling of the outbreak. Then there's that question of a comprehensive review. And as we just heard from Tom, China says it will support one after the virus is brought under control. To discuss the World Health Assembly and the possible outcomes, I spoke to Professor Sarah Davies, who's an expert in global health governance from Griffith University.
I think this is no doubt more important than the SARS outbreak and the World Health Assembly that followed that one, because we are dealing with an outbreak of far greater magnitude. This one is testing multiple countries. It's testing them not just their health systems, it's testing them economically. In some cases, it's testing their very political and social security.
So a lot at stake. What could the outcomes be for the future of the World Health Organization, for example? And by that I mean, is this a turning point in a way for the WHO towards having more power or perhaps less power?
It's difficult to say, in the sense that there's definitely been a majority consensus that the World Health Organization needs to be supported to do the work that it's doing. So there may be a slight increased sentiment towards giving it more power, but I would say more than anything at the moment, what I'm reading is it needs to be supported to keep doing what it's doing.
And obviously the role of China is crucial here. China's promised billions of dollars towards the fight against COVID-19, but we're also hearing about this resistance towards an international inquiry into the origins of the virus. In your view, what role is China trying to play in global health?
There's no doubt that China sees the United States' expressions of discontent with the World Health Organization as a chance for China to assert itself here. China has been seeking to adopt quite a strong role in health diplomacy for a number of years now.
And we saw Australia and the United States shut down travel from China when this outbreak first emerged. Could this assembly change the advice around trade and travel in response to global health emergencies?
This is what's been really interesting about the World Health Assembly up to this point, is that we've had actually at the same time the release of the first independent commission that was set up after the Ebola outbreak. And what we've seen in this first report is discussion about the need to try and understand in a better way what is the responsibility of the World Health Organization in making recommendations around trade and travel, because it is clear in this outbreak that states have taken these matters into their own hands. And we've had a vast number of states adopting all kinds of very different, uncoordinated trade and travel restrictions. And some of them appear to be based on public health advice and scientific advice, but some of them don't. They seem to be political.
Yeah, and I guess I need to ask, because it's on a lot of our minds, this issue of a vaccine. What about that? Do you think this assembly will decide that question of what happens if and when a vaccine is developed?
So it's very important to see again that the European Union, a number of states in South America, as well as sub-Saharan Africa, and of course in our own region, including Australia, have been very vocal in supporting the need for some sort of cooperative arrangement around vaccine production and supply. And there is very much a sentiment that there should not be a desire to try and exercise, you know, sovereign control over a vaccine if it is developed. But of course, the devil is always in the details, because what we've got to look is, while there's lots of states expressing sentiments of support, it will be very important to look at the states that maybe aren't giving full voice support. And of course, what will be very important going forward is looking at the details and the commitment, and of course the realisation of these details should a vaccine be discovered.
Professor Sarah Davies there from Griffith University.